10-4 CPA Mobile.
10-4 DJC.
Pick you up.
I'm going much earlier than usual. Usually don't get up to about this time, but I've been up an hour or so. I'll be feeling it later today, I guess. So.
I would mention when I usually get up, but anyway, I'm had to set the alarm because I'm playing some tennis this morning and really kind of surprised the courts are in shape, but they sent out a court report this morning and just about all of them are good, so and the one I'm playing on is in good shape, so I'm headed out there.
Don't roll out to every day for me between 8:30 and 9. Sometimes it may be 9 o'clock. Every once in a while I'll sleep to 9:30 if I can. I don't sleep that well usually, so when I am able to sleep, I do my best to do so.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my new Snorgard piece to come in that I broke. So I think I'll sleep better when I get that. Oh, I know I will. So, I think I got a couple more weeks for it to be in, but I know I was putting it in wrong, so in my mouth wrong, so that's why it broke, so at least I can avoid that happening again.
I was talking about you yesterday. Somebody was talking about sleep apnea, and I'm pretty sure you had to wear one of those CPAP things, and I saw something, or read something about where they have some implant or something they use now. I don't know if it's like a pacemaker type deal or not, where they put it under your skin. I'm not sure what it is.
I looked it up and I sent the link to I emailed myself the link because I didn't have time to read it at the time, but I wanted to go ahead and get it, you know, the information, because I'd forget the name of it if I didn't do it right then. But yeah, I've been seeing it on TV. It's kind of interesting though. if it does what I think it does, I mean, I have obstructive sleep apnea, which means my airway gets cut off by the skin that's, I don't know what it's called. It's the back of your tongue, you know, where it goes down your throat. And I'm sure there's a name for it besides your tongue. But anyway, and it just relaxes, and when I go to sleep, and it lays against the back of my throat, and that cuts your airway off. And so the only way to fix that is to either have surgery or do what I'm doing and wear the Snorgard device that pulls your jaw forward and it pulls all that anatomy forward with it. So, and that solves the problem.
I'm familiar with that. I have trouble like that too. I don't think I don't stop breathing. I don't think, but mine is what gives me trouble is my dig up nose, and it just closes up at night. I really have to. I don't take some type of nasal spray, steroid nasal spray, a couple times a day. Really, my throat just, and the nasal passages just close up sometimes. I've got one nostril on one side. It doesn't have a polyp or anything, but it's just real narrow. So that gives me trouble too sometimes. I probably have, but I just haven't been diagnosed with it.
Hey, it's real simple now. They just give you a little thing, stick on the end of your finger, and then it goes around your wrist, and that's it. And you sleep with it, and it gathers all the information they need. used to have to go to, their building, and then they hooked you up to all these wires. I mean, it was just unreal. And how anybody could sleep like that, I don't know, but I've had two of those, and but the last one was a piece of cake. It was a walk in the park compared to those.
Yeah, I remember when people did that to the, you go to the, you know, these centers, sleep centers, or whatever they call them, and stay in there for overnight or a couple of times, I think, and I had a friend of mine that did that. It's been years ago, and that was probably the first time I'd ever heard of that. Now, my son's father, he had one of those CPAP machines, and I think, I don't know whether he used it all the time or not. I'm pretty sure he had one. But he was a real big guy and overweight, too. But he had trouble with his for quite some time, I think.
He used a CPAP for about, I guess, a year and a half, and I was overweight. I was probably about 50 pounds overweight, and I needed to lose some weight. But at that point, I hadn't changed any of my eating habits. But the CPAP worked great for me until my nose started. I got infection or something. My nose started bleeding, and the CPAP blows the air through your nose down your back of your throat there, and So I couldn't use it anymore, and I had to quit using it, and so then we started looking for other alternatives, and that's when we discovered the Snorguard device.
I wasn't aware of anything like that, but I think I've heard you talk about that before. It's like a fitted mouthpiece or something that you put in your mouth. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you used to have to go to the dentist, and, you know, they put all that goop in your mouth and everything, but now they just use the little pen. It's just the craziest thing. They just use a pen-looking thing, and they go over your teeth with it, then tape it a few minutes, and then it makes a digital image of your teeth, and they send that off, and they make the Snorguard, and I think it takes about 2 weeks, and then they, you know, send it back, and you go in for a fitting, make sure it's fitting correctly and not too tight, or because you don't want it to move your teeth if it's not, you know, exactly right. And then they can make any adjustments there in the office, and then and they have different numbers on them, so depending on, you know, how far you want it to pull your jaw out, and so it works quite well. It's the only thing I don't like about it is of course you have to keep it clean. I use antibacterial soap, and let me let this drop out. You have to breathe through your nose, so if you have a cold or your nose stops up during the night, then that can be a problem. But anyway, I usually don't have that problem, so it works good for me.
Wouldn't work for me because I have a hard time breathing through my nose. But that's interesting. That's a, yeah, I've I didn't know there were alternatives to other than that thing I just read about the implant, not implant, but you know, that, what that device is, the implant, to see if it was sleep apnea, but I'm not sure, you know, I don't think it covers what your situation is. That's pretty interesting. They got something like that. I think my dentist has one of these. He has some type of device. It looks like a little wand or something. You know, and they take digital images of my teeth and gums and stuff, and then I have my implants put in. He does a 3D thing, and then he can model that 3D to you know, when he makes a crown or something. You know, he has to do that, and they make the crowns in-house. You don't have to have a temporary. It takes about maybe 45 minutes, and you got a crown on, and it fits perfectly. It doesn't have, it's not like having one fitted somewhere else and sticking it on. It just fits right down to the gum line like it's supposed to. It's really, you know, he's actually less expensive than some of the other guys are, but he's been in practice about 40 years now, and he's about ready to semi-retire and turn it over to somebody else. I'm going to have some new guys not as good as he has been. I'm really going to miss him because he's been a real help to us the last 4 or 5 years.
I'm sure you are, I tell you. But it's, sleep apnea can, it affects your heart and it can have, devastating effects on your heart, and then and of course, you know, sleep deprivation is just awful. I mean, you wake up feeling like you worked all night, and I usually woke up with just a pounding headache, and I mean, it was just awful. And then I had to go to work and work all day and feeling like that. It was just, and if you sat down, you'd fall asleep, you know. I mean, it was just really awful. It was a terrible state, and I was like that probably a year or more before, we got everything straightened out. But it's an interesting thing, and a lot of people have it, and I feel for them.
But lack of sleep does a lot of things. It just does all kinds of damage to your body, not getting enough sleep. And the thing is, you get older, as you get older, you don't sleep as much as you did when you were, say, in your 30s, your 40s, and that's pretty common. When I can sleep later, I go ahead and sleep. I don't set an alarm clock unless I have to be somewhere. For a long time, I got up early, after I retired. But, after I had about 4 or 5 years into it, I'd stay up a little later, but then I'd sleep later. Like I said, it's unusual for me to get up. I usually get up around a little bit before 9 or sometimes after 9. I'll wake up like at 5 or 6, but then I'll go back to sleep. My wife gets up pretty early, though. But, she'll conk out in the chair at 10:30, 11 o'clock, and try to get her to go to bed. But she won't try to go to bed until midnight because she's afraid that she'll wake up early. It's just that cycle. But it's not. Mine is just. Also, my neighbor here across the street has got some chickens, and evidently he must have a rooster over there. Because I hear that rooster in the morning sometimes. I'm going to have to have a word with him or send one of those, send a fox or something over there to get that daggum thing. Because it crows 3 or 4 times every morning. Sometimes I hear it, sometimes I don't.
I'm laughing because I've been there. I mean, I've gone to visit, relatives, and they'll have a rooster or one next nearby, and that's funny. Well, it's funny, but it's not funny. I guess that was a good back in the day, or if you're a farmer and you gotta get up early, I guess that's a good alarm clock. But my granddaddy was on my dad's side. was a farmer. Well, both of my granddads were, and I think that's about where that ended, that generation, because, in fact, my grandfather on my dad's side went into the insurance business. I don't think he was doing too well farming, so, but anyway. Well, I pulled into the sports club here, so I'm going to see if I can hit that little yellow ball and get some exercise and have some fun. I hope you have a good day, and it's good to talk with you. And I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final KB4 CPA.
Okay, Dave. You have a good day today, and I got to head back over to Greenville today. My granddaughter's got a volleyball game today, so we're gonna go over there with got some visitors coming in to go watch her play. But just one of those things, you know. Anyway, have a great day. Good talk to you. KB4 CBA and 4DJC.